This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Tuesday, Starsky goes into the ring to grapple with a killer wrestler.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Fear not, everybody. Mike will be here. He's just a couple minutes late. It's Rob, along with Josh, on The Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Wednesday to you. And as a longtime fan of the show, and because, you know, before Josh, before I worked with Mike, I was a fan. And I love the show. I love old radio. I love classic radio. And that's why it's so exciting to bring this gentleman on. I don't think he's been on with us in 15 or 20 years. And it certainly is a thrill. He doesn't have a camera, but we are linked via ISDN to his, I guess, his room. And I don't even know what state it's in, but let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, less humid.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hi. Thank you, Rob.
How you doing, Les?
It's great to be with you. How are you? Less humid here and great to be on The Breakfast Show.
I can't. It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know
that we've ever seen a picture of you before.
Well, you have now.
Now, this obviously is one of your older publicity shots.
This is a photo from 1997, I think it was.
Yeah, so about 30 years ago.
1997, yeah.
Les, it is certain anyone who knows the history of radio would be thrilled to know you're back. I have to ask, though, we normally would talk with your, you okay? You're breathing. Yeah. Your breathing's a little labored. Are you all right?
Goddamn emphysema.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Are you still smoking?
They call it COPD now.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I call it Call Orlando Police Department.
Oh, so you're in Orlando now.
Falling down the stairs again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, geez.
So I didn't know you were in like a two-level home. That's nice.
I'm in a facility. I'm in a facility just outside of Orlando, home of the Disney Corporation. You know, I did a lot of work with Disney in my radio days.
And, I remember you did the Living Seas. Do you have something you could take for that, like an inhaler?
I don't want to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
There better. We are. Better. All right, all better. I'm sorry. I'll try to breathe off microphone.
Now, this has been, it's been a while since you've been with us. Changes have been made, I know, in your life that we'll get to, but I'd like to introduce you to our producer, Josh.
Josh is new. Hi there. Well,
I'm wondering with that breathing, is that a full-time oxygen tank that's just attached to you now?
Can I just say to your listening audience, the kids, try to avoid cigarettes. They're not good for you, and they'll shorten your life. God knows I'm living on borrowed time now.
Now, have you quit smoking, Les, finally?
Sure.
Okay. Because, I mean, not only is it bad for you, that oxygen tank, that's dicey at best.
Not only will I not share everything with you, I have on my nightstand in room 3B, I have a pack of Marlboro Reds that I try to limit myself to two a day.
That's good.
Dinner and lunch.
You're cutting down.
I go down to the dining room.
When you say 3B, is there someone in 3A that shares the room with you?
No.
It's a solo room.
Yeah,
private room.
Because I'm on the third floor.
You were smart with your money?
I'm on the third. Not exactly. This is a public-run facility.
Oh, okay.
Then the roommate's probably passed.
My roommate was my radio partner up until about 13, 14 years ago.
Oh, we lost Pete Moss.
Yeah, Pete died.
What took him?
He was climbing a tree with his grandchildren.
The Moss children.
He was climbing a tree. Go figure that out, huh? And broke a hip, and then one thing led to another. You know, when you get over 70, a fall is the worst thing that can happen. So you have to be very aware of that. And so he was climbing a tree, slipped and fell, and then never got out of the hospital.
Oh, yeah, that happens. That happens. They go in, and you know, they say, do people break their hip when they fall, or do they fall because they have a broken hip?
This was the break happened after he fell.
Numerous breaks.
The last time I'd ever seen Pete fall was in the hallways of WLS after a very long martini lunch.
I remember.
Now, God, those were the good days.
Now, I know that in 2016 when we lost him, 2014 when we lost him.
Yeah, they did a nice tribute on KDKA for Les.
Now,
for Pete, I'm sorry, the mind
I understand.
Is not what it is.
For so many people, you two are inseparable.
Great to be on the morning show, though.
It's the Mike really O'Mara show. Yeah. When he passed that breakup, you were on the air with him up to that time, right?
Yeah, we were still doing a
mornings?
Show. We were doing a show in Waterbury, Connecticut. He was on the ISDN from his home, somewhere, I think, in Palm, just outside of Palm Desert, California. And I was down here at my facility in Orlando, and that was 1992, I think it was. It was a while ago, but then, of course, he passed later.
The tree
on.
Fall, yeah.
Yeah. So we stopped essentially working when he fell out of the tree.
I understand.
How long have you been in Orlando in this facility?
I mentioned the 90s. I've been in this particular facility when the other one burned.
Burned?
To the ground.
Tell us about that.
Stick built.
It's built of sticks, yeah.
Oh, gosh. They built the construction values in Kissimmee let's just say, substandard.
I got to ask you, Les, has no one fought that?
It's a very annoying. I was in an assisted living facility for a short time after that I didn't care for. Mm-hmm. They stole. They stole.
What did they steal from you?
Oh, you'd have to ask them.
Let me ask you this. Do you still have your gold records?
Oh, no. The gold records are long pawned.
So they weren't stolen.
They got in there and I couldn't leave anything. If I was to leave my wallet on the dresser.
Yes.
If I left my wallet on the dresser,
do you need a hit from the inhaler?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, real good. Now, but it's a long story. Then I moved into this place. This is in Orlando proper.
Did you want to give the name of your facility? Give them a plug.
The Villages 2.
Oh, 2. Yeah, and that's TOO, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, can I just make a comment here? Since I can see you and you can't see me.
Well, we see a photo of you.
What the hell is with the guy on the right? What's the hair? What's the hairdo?
That's Josh. He wears that hair so people think he's younger.
I don't care for it.
You don't?
No, I don't care.
Didn't you ever have a hippie producer?
What is he, a Mohican?
No, he's not.
The hell is crap?
If you have to get down to it, and I know it means a lot to you, he's Polish.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know about that. I haven't been really active in the broadcast game since the Blacks took it over.
Don't say that. That's not
how's your hair?
I don't think at 87 years old I have to be politically correct.
I think you do. You're on our air.
Little thin in the back, but I got almost all of it. I look a lot like that picture right now.
Don't you usually wear a hat?
I don't wear a hat anymore. I used to have a derby that I used
picture you, it was the one that had your ship from World War II on it.
Yeah.
You're a proud veteran.
All I can tell you is I'm happy in 3A. It's working for
3B
me.
3B you're in.
3B. God damn it.
Do you ever go to 3A by accident?
No, and I never go back to the same area that I was in before. This place runs rather efficiently. The food is good. And
what's the best thing they have to eat?
No Puerto Ricans.
No, you can't say
I'm
that.
Sorry.
No, what was that? And that has nothing to do with dinner.
What are you talking about?
I was talking like maybe you would say like prime rib or pudding or something. What do you like to eat there?
I like to eat macaroni and cheese.
Now,
5 nights a week.
The last time, we spoke, you were on, I believe, your fourth wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Yeah, and how's Vicky doing?
Dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
She was a lot younger than you, wasn't she?
Yeah, she passed. She passed. She was a hell of a lot younger than me. She passed in 73.
What happened to dear Vicky?
Well,
Victoria
cancer,
was
the
her
cancer
name.
Bitter.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Thank God you've been able to dodge that.
Yeah. Yeah. Any... Bone.
What kind?
Bone.
It's tragic, really.
Bone cancer.
Yeah, yeah. Now that you're single and in the facility, any night? Yeah.
Hey, who's this fucker Nick Peterson? Oh. Ha ha, deep voice guy. You know, go to hell.
Hey, no, that's the listener.
Listeners on the right, or is that a program director?
No, those are listeners, and and you have to be nice. Remember what your program directors used to tell you. Be nice to the listeners.
Oh, those are the listeners?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're not listeners of mine. I say, go to hell.
Stop it, please.
I didn't know you could see the chat room.
Yeah, I can.
That's a new feature.
Well, I'm looking at you guys, and you have a picture of me.
Yeah, he just doesn't have a camera, Josh.
No, don't. Yeah, I won't ever buy one. I'm a radio personality. Come on now.
Do you even have a? Do you have a smartphone?
I have a phone.
Is it connected to the wall, or is
it? It is right next to my bed.
And people, if I want to call you, it's 432 humid, right?
Yeah, my phone resembles what you would see in a motel. Where it's got the different buttons for front desk, emergency, living service.
Does the little bulb light up when you have an incoming call?
Yeah. Yeah. When I have red, a red light goes off if I have any messages, but God forbid somebody, one of my grandkids or kids leave me a message. I'm the incredible forgotten man.
That's sad, right?
Yeah, it's sad.
How old are your grandkids now?
Oh, let's see. I have three grandchildren right now. Uh-huh. My youngest grandchild, Ricky, is 51, and my middle granddaughter is 49, and then the youngest is 40.
Yeah, well, that's like Josh's age. Josh,
another granddaughter, I should mention.
Does she have a name?
Beth.
Yeah, good Beth for Beth. Human. Is it short for Elizabeth?
She's my son's daughter.
Okay, by previous marriage.
What are you doing this bio? It's going nowhere for fuck's
sake. Okay, I wanted to ask you.
Move the bit along.
When you're in the Villages too, now that you're single, is there any nice trim for you?
Well, we do. We're active. We remain active.
In what
I have
ways?
A few companions. We're active. I don't want to go into the details. You're not one of those potty shows, are you?
No, no, not at all. We're what we like to call
rock and roll.
We're what we call a full service show.
All the new artists. I keep up with the new artists.
Who do you love that's new?
Oh, how about that J-Lo?
Well, yeah, she just had a movie come out on Netflix.
She's one of the hottest new artists I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin.
He's a hot new kid on
sure.
the scene, man.
Yeah.
Scene.
When you were back in the day,
less
who were
humid weather looks like we're going to have more thunderstorms in the Orlando area today. I haven't done that in a goddamn long time.
Do you ever get called to do fill-in work?
No.
Would you, though?
The fill-in work on any kind of television or radio now is all lesbians.
No, you
that's
can't say that.
That's all they want to hire now is all lesbians.
No,
just
no,
constant.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
Well, it is true. They push people like me out.
I would love to see you back on in the mornings, even if it was just occasionally, and you could come in and you could play your daily hymn, and you could do march.
I think there should be more of that. I think there should be more of that on the radio.
I think you and Josh would see eye to eye on that.
I used to have a great show where I'd have the Daily March, and it would be the oldie. We'd have our oldie of the day, and, you know, that's, of course, until, you know, it became permeated with different executives. Let me just say this.
Okay.
They will not replace us.
Seems like they already have.
Yeah, listen. I I have to make big potty. I wish I could stay on the line with you, but I unfortunately I can't.
All right. I wanted to get into the possibility of swinging down there, but maybe next time.
There's no swinging necessary. We have open lifestyles down here, and if someone is going to the dining hall and sees someone that they like, we have Tuesday nights where we do different games, and we have chair yoga, which is one of my favorites. Keeps me limber.
Have you tried the chair Tai Chi?
No, haven't done that one.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like it. It hasn't been offered to me, asshole. Okay. Come on now.
Easy. I was just wondering when you talk about, you know, your relationships and your over lifestyle, if you ever explored the phrase three is the magic number.
This one's good for me. And, you know, I have, I've always been known for two things.
What's that?
This wonderful baritone.
Beautiful.
And, of course, the... you know, my size. Let's just say Milton Berle ain't got nothing on me.
That's yeah, why you're amazingly skinny, and yet. Will you do it? I know that you have to go.
I'm 98 pounds now.
No,
that's where the deep voice comes from.
Yeah, 98 pounds, but it still works. Little less still works.
Okay. Little or less. I thought you meant it worked a little less. I like to refer
to it as the Burmese python.
Okay. Before you go to Big Potty.
Yeah.
Would you do me a favor?
What's that?
I mean, we've known each other a long time, Les.
Who are you?
Rob Spiewak. Would you please?
Oh, Spiewak. Well, there you go. That answers a lot.
I don't understand. Would you please do your famous sign-off?
What's the origin of your name?
Also Polish.
Polish?
Yeah.
Really Polish? Is that what you want to stay with? I know you people.
What do you mean?
I know. You hear about the reason there are no ice cubes in Poland?
Why?
The guy with the recipe died.
Now, that's not even funny. What is that?
Christ,
is that the kind of thing you would do on the radio? That's
God
not funny.
Bless. What else did you want
to
ask
me? I wanted you to do your world-famous sign-off.
Oh, okay. everybody, do you have any music you could play in the background?
I do.
Like closing music so we could do that.
Something where we can wind it up? Sure.
And then, Rob, I'll explain the bit to you, and then you keep playing it, and then Mike comes back on the show. Hey, everybody, it's Les Schulman. I hope you've had a fantastic time on the Pete and Les Get Together.
Pete's
dead. We'll be back tomorrow. Pardon me?
Pete is dead.
You fucking asked me if I wanted to do it my way.
Okay, go ahead.
Start the music again.
All right, I'm sorry about that. We have the famous sign-off.
Hold on. Let me just get the pipes in good order.
Do you want to take a sip of something?
Nah, let me just a little sip of my Folgers.
I bet it's fresh.
7 days old.
Hot as can be. And we'll do the famous sign-off in 3, 2...
Well, that's it for the Pete and Les Get Together for Wednesday. Oh, Tuesday. Oh, God damn it. Start it again. You've got me all flustered.
No. It's fine. Wednesday,
Spiewak.
June 10th. Spiewak.
What part of Poland is it?
Oh, the good part.
What's the good part?
North.
North Poland?
Yeah, you know, where all the resorts are.
Yeah. What religion are you?
Catholic.
I doubt it. All right, start the please.
Here we go, Les. Remember, it's a Wednesday in 3, 2.
Well, God damn it.
You know,
smashed my finger.
No. Oh, no.
Smashed my finger in the drawer.
Oh, why were you even in a drawer?
Jesus Christ.
Is it bleeding?
Oh, it's in the. Let's try it again. I'll get a band-aid.
All right. Okay. You just have them handy there?
Damn it. Jesus. All right.
I encourage everyone.
Gauze.
Everyone that's with us, look at the picture of Les Schulman while he does his sign-off.
All right.
Okay.
Who's the other guy? How come he doesn't talk?
His name is Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Les.
All right. Let's work on it. Hit the music.
All right. Name more dead guys.
In three. Two.
Tomorrow on the Pete Loss, less, not loss. I see that's psychology. I was thinking about less and me dying, which would be a loss.
Pete, I'm not a psychologist, but let me offer this. I'm not even a program director, but let me offer this, Les. Get out of your head. Just be the less humid.
Sad. I'm a sad shell of myself.
Why are you so sad?
I'm sad right now looking at this bruise on my finger. And,
it's already bruised?
Right behind the untrimmed fingernails.
Oh, they should take care of that for you, though.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think so. They're lazy. They're lazy and they're fat. You know what they think about? Their next goddamn fruit pie. That's what they think about.
We're going to do the sign off. In three.
Jesus Christ.
Are you ready? Three.
I'm ready. Let's
go.
Hey, hope you've had a great time. Thanks for joining us for the Pete Moss Let's Human Get Together. Tomorrow, we'll have our weekly tribute to Barry Manilow and lots more fun. Now, remember, let a smile be your handshake. I hope you had a good time with us, and our time was your time, as it always is. And, of course, if you're spending time with someone that you like to spend time with, make sure you value their time as well as your time. Hope you had a good time. Hope you run into a good mime. This is Pete Moss and Les Human saying we'll see you next time. So long, everybody. I gotta go shit.
Oh, wonderful. And he back timed it right to the top of the hour for ABC News. Such a pleasure to have that broadcast legend on our air. And you know who's going to be sad that he missed him, Josh? Is Mike. Mike always was a fan.
Well, it looks like Mike's signing on now.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. So we can tell him all about what he missed. So, anytime Mike will just pop up, I'm sure. There he is! Mike, you won't believe what you missed.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know who joined us?
I just got into the driveway.
Where were you? You were out driving around?
Hey, Doug! Doug, you know, if you want to get your rocks off by throwing rocks at me, blow me. There you go. I gave him what he wanted. All right? There you go.
Mike.
Jeez, when did this become a forum for... Like the bit, I know.
Everybody
the bit.
Has an opinion. That's fine. But Mike, you missed quality time with DJ Les Human. It's been a long time since we've had him on.
Wow, rough.
Didn't
crowd.
You work with him in Herndon?
WOHN. You know, you're good at ignoring the comments. I like to deal with them head on, Rob. That's what makes it fun. Rob, walk to the conflict. Draw yourself to the conflict. That's really fun. I like.
But Mike,
that.
We've had discussions about. We know there's people that hate listen.
Right.
And we ignore the haters.
I know, but I don't want to, Josh. That's not fun for me, and that's not what I've done in my career.
I like that you do that, but that also...
It's not a new concept. The guy before you had the same concept. I didn't listen to him either, so that's fine.
I understand.
I like to deal with them head on, like all the bastards.
I like to focus.
Especially
and
now that we're uncensored, now that we're not on KCJJ anymore.
Yes.
Since he decided to do that.
There, I think Les
there's
Human...
There's another secret I'm talking about, too.
That's Les no Human secret. Would land yeah. well on KCJJ.
What's that?
Don't That's you think Les Human would fit on KCJJ? Mm.
Yeah, they could pay him $10,000 a month.
Yeah, yes. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun. So welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed. That was a callback to the old show.
Yes, and fun.
It's because I was playing with the, you know, different processing and stuff like that. Welcome to our show. It is officially summertime on the Mike O'Mara Show, and it is officially summertime in my home.
It's not meteorological summer yet, not for 10 more days.
So you could fool us down here. This is really when it gets nasty.
So are you declaring the beginning of the Mike O'Mara Show, No Bummer Summer?
It is really the beginning of you still got less on the mind there.
But I still love it.
No, it's the beginning of birthday season because it's June.
Well,
busting out all over.
Actually, June marks the winding up of birthday season. Birthday season starts in March.
I will tell you this, that since my kid's out of school, that's what I really consider summer to be. And he is... Yesterday had a friend over. Yes.
School is still in session in Virginia, right, Rob?
Yes, it is. Okay. For a few more days.
Mm-hmm. We usually wrap it up around. Now, explain this to me. We go earlier and end earlier in Florida. I've never quite understood.
Oh, you mean
that.
The calendar-wise, not time-wise?
Because of the heat.
Okay.
So we try to end before it gets too hot, which means we have to start earlier.
And then, but then by starting earlier, you really have the teeth of the heat as well, Would you agree with
A little bit, yes.
Because, I mean, August...
Well, you really can't escape heat down there.
August 13th or 14th, it's not hotter anywhere than in this state. That's the way I would look at it. So I don't understand how that... Is that really what you think is the reason? I mean, have you heard that from the system or what?
Well, I know it's my assumption because based on Maryland, I was always told it was based on... The school calendar was based on before we had AC in schools.
Okay.
We didn't have AC at Madison when I went there, so...
I like the old days when it was Labor Day, where Labor Day weekend was after Labor Day, you wrapped up the summer, you came back from the El Flamingo, and everything was, hello.
I hate to bring it up, Mike, but in Virginia, there's an actual law. There was an actual law called the King's Dominion Law that they wouldn't start school until after Labor Day so that people could do theme parks for the extra days.
Big theme park lobbied it.
Yeah, KD and Busch Gardens both did it.
Great example of what's wrong with government.
They changed school
for a theme park.
It's a pretty good theme park, though.
I just liked it because it gave summer that perfect beginning and perfect end.
Yeah, the telethon, and then you'd go to school.
I was always out of school the week before my birthday, which was like the middle of June. That's when I would get out of school.
I can remember that, like, usually in elementary school, one of our last projects when everyone had just thrown in the towel was doing something for Father's Day, like a Father's Day card or a Father's Day project. So, mid-June. Makes sense.
I really, really enjoyed the idea that you had that last three-day weekend, and then you report to school in your depressive state on Tuesday, and that's how we're down here.
And your smart new clothes.
Smart new hard shoes. Yes.
We don't have snow days either down here, so that might be part of getting out early.
Yeah, that might be the truth.
But you have hurricane days.
All I know is this. My kid now, it's like a revolving door with sleepovers and friends, and he had his friend Isaac over yesterday. Isaac joined us for dinner, and if you want a great, great example of where my kid's head is at after a very long school year.
Right.
And not quite sure he made the high honors, too. The 88 average in English might have settled
a little too much baseball.
A little too much baseball.
You got to be well-rounded.
Would you like to see my kid at the dinner table last night?
I would.
Explain it to me? Let's roll the tape of my son, Michael. Here he is at dinner.
Are you recording me?
He's 12, soon to be 13.
Wow.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yeah.
He's really bright.
You say he did not make high honors?
He did not, no.
Wow.
There he is. There's my little
And back
lad.
Then, to quote the great John Lovitz, Mike, if I had your life, I'd kill myself.
Oh, now I thought the video ended when his head goes down. There's more.
Yeah, there is more.
Okay.
Did you use all your energy, Michael? Look like your energy's gone, right?
Yes! I knew he wasn't done.
God, shut up.
Is there friends over now?
Yeah, there's a friend right next to him.
Showing off.
There's a friend right there's a friend just thoroughly obnoxious. And
he's his father's son.
He was going to say, he loves an audience.
Brain rot summer is right. Amen. Oh, my
Mike,
God. Yes. There's his buddy, Isaac.
Hi, yeah, who's horribly embarrassed right now. If there had been sound video footage of you at age 12 going on 13, would we have seen anything like that?
I think probably more pointed impressions, as I was doing since I was 5 years old.
So you were doing like Eisenhower?
That big, they were very popular in the O'Mara household was the Eisenhower impression that I did for a long time. No, it'll be like today. I've got a couple of projects that I would like to do that I've discovered, thank you, YouTube, to show me something that I would normally pay hundreds of dollars for, or maybe $150, $200 for, that I can do myself. And I am tackling one of those projects. No.
Oh, okay.
I am doing a household project today.
Oh.
I will be cleaning my coils.
Your air conditioning coils?
I will be cleaning my air conditioning coils outside. I'm getting the spray to spray on the coils, and then I will be lightly hosing them down. And it seems like with the proper tools, I'll be able to do it.
Question,
it's super simple. Yes.
Do you have a yearly guy that comes in and just gives it a once-over?
I don't know.
You don't?
I think maybe, I think I might have a maintenance guy that reminds me, but I figure it's really, really dog days, and I think if I can get it to work more efficiently, what?
Every spring, you should have a guy come out and just, like, test your pressure, test your
freon. They probably
do. No, you're a sucker if they do that every year.
Why?
What's going to change from one year to the next?
It's going
to
break.
No, you have to, it requires, mine runs a hell of a lot more than yours does.
This is true.
I think that, giving the leg up and getting your periodic tune up, I'm going to,
do you have a shop vac?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would also be helpful. Yeah. And also, while you're at it, you should check the coils if they have exposed coils.
You don't need to tell me. I've already researched project.
On the back of your garage fridge.
No, don't clean the garage fridge.
Why?
Because that needs help too. That sucks in dust and garbage, and it makes it run less efficiently.
Have you cleaned that yourself?
All the time. I also defrost it twice a year.
You care way too much about your fridge.
He does. That's his number one appliance.
I am the Dr. Fauci of refrigerators. The temperature must be right.
Let me ask this. Is the one in your garage, that crappy, crappier than the one in your home?
Well, yeah. Because the one I've got a Cadillac upstairs, but I mean the one in the garage is an old GE. To let you know how old it is, it's yellow. It's a yellow doored refrigerator.
That is old. That is
and
truly
it's
old.
Got an ice maker that is not hooked up because we don't have running water down there. And it is what do they call that? A French door refrigerator with a tall freezer and a tall. I hate the design.
Well,
but it works.
I don't know how this got into your fridge. I wouldn't mess with the refrigerator. Right? It's out. It's inside. Mm-hmm. How do you clean that? How do
you have dog hair?
Yeah, but I mean, what do? Just take a paper towel and spray it. What do you do?
I usually blow it. And then I suck it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mike,
oh, looks like my camera was unplugged.
Oh, sorry, just like Les.
Oh no, everything's
That's
going.
That's not right.
Can you still hear me?
Yes,
we
beautifully.
Can, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if this comes back now.
There you
please,
are.
Please. Hello.
Is this going to be another one of those situations where his computer just shut down mid-show last week?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you're frozen, greatest but at least ever. It's a good picture.
Yeah. Can you still?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Nope. He's gone.
He's gone.
Maybe he needs to clean the coils on that computer.
So when is the last time you've had someone come out and just give a once-over to your AC, Josh?
Never.
See, I feel that that's a mistake. I love it. The refrigerant and the unit for the AC unit for this house was original until like 10 years ago when the house was built. And what they did, because it was contractor grade, they got exactly the perfect size air conditioner that should cover my square footage. And it was always inadequate.
The bare minimum.
Yeah, the bare minimum. So it died in the dead of summer. It was horrible. And I called up and they said, well, we can replace this unit for X number of dollars and all this. I said, what if we step up? He said, well, then it would be almost too much cool for your room. I said, do it. But, we had it installed. And I said, why did this other one just crap out? He said, it's all full of gunk and garbage and stuff. It was working way too hard. So what you need to do is make sure someone comes out and gives it. So once a year, I pay like $85 or $90 for a guy to come out and just test it. And it saves. And we haven't had any trouble since. So I think it's money well spent.
I bought a new home so I wouldn't have to deal with this stuff.
Okay,
so air conditioner is 3 years old, I believe.
Okay, so, but still, that would be time that you want to just give it a look over. Because if you're without your air conditioning, your life will shut down.
It feels like rotating the tires. Like, is it really necessary?
Well, I don't think anymore on tires, but it's just really sad when your air conditioning goes away. It really is.
No, I had that in my last condo, the air conditioner went out.
Or have you ever been in a place where the air conditioning is just inadequate? That's even worse.
Well, that's what it started to do. It started to sputter, and then it went out completely. And I was without air conditioning for the entire month of June down there. I went and bought one of the portable units. And I put
a window unit or a stand-up unit?
A stand-up unit.
They're no good. You have to empty the water all the time from the condenser. They always fill up.
No, this one had a hose that went outside.
Oh, nice. Okay, perfect.
So you would vent it outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, I think I ended up having two, and I put one in my bedroom, one in the kids' bedrooms, and closed all the doors and said, don't even bother with the rest of the house.
Yeah, just do what
you can.
We can
be in one of these two rooms.
Mm-hmm. It was, it's just really frustrating when it doesn't work. So I'm not a big maintenance guy as a rule, but that's one that I stick to because I'm scared about it. I'm scared to lose the AC.
I can get that. I do have my portable AC unit still in the garage. So if something does happen, about 5 feet, it'll be cool.
Okay. We can go in the garage and use it.
Yeah.
Mike, we've decided you should have someone come out and check your AC.
What?
Should come out and check
Mike's
it.
Mike's doing it.
Okay.
No,
what's going on?
But he doesn't have the valves.
It's a time capsule show today, that's for sure.
You mentioned that you work your AC harder than most.
This is
true. What temperature do you keep your home?
74.
Okay.
That's pretty high.
That is.
I keep mine at 70, 71.
68.
In your home?
You keep it at 68?
68?
Mm-hmm. In the summer?
Yeah. It's nice, man.
And your wife is cool with that?
Really cool.
68.
Sometimes 70 during the day, but definitely 68 at night for sleeping.
Okay.
Makes it better.
That way you never have to turn the heat on during the winter.
It's very true.
I'm getting these warnings when stuff happens now.
Oh no.
That that says the compromised passwords, I'm like less humid in the way that I hold my passwords.
But a compromised password wouldn't make him crap out on this.
I have no idea. All I know, it's a process. It's a process now, and it's a lengthy process, and it's a process I don't enjoy doing. And right now, I am simply ready to go away and regroup and start the show all over again. Yes, Josh.
Empty that trash can, that recycling bin.
The recycling bin for emails and stuff like that?
No, like where you delete everything and it just saves it there and doesn't really delete it.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. Maybe I'll do that.
That software update button, maybe press it after the show today. I know it's been a few years.
Okay, so somebody says, GK Designs says, of course he keeps it at 68. That's half of 136. What does that mean?
Oh,
that's
my IQ.
Oh, there you go. It's his IQ again.
I assume that's why you spent time with your board last night, is you had a little pressure of Mr. 136.
No, it's overdue. And I didn't realize that, sometimes there's something right in front of you that you want to do and you never get around to it. And then you realize once you do it, that you took 6 minutes and you should have done it a million years ago. And, that's what it is,
Speaking of passwords, do you get the thing that pops up that says you have like 78 compromised passwords?
Yeah.
And you always click ignore? I do. I never attend.
Oh, yeah. I hit ignore. Steal my crap. Stuff. Sure.
It's the world we live in now. Mm-hmm. And I ignore it, too. Because in order for me to go back and deal with that would require, there's no blanket way. If there was a button that said, wipe them all out and come up with a new one.
Yeah.
There probably is. Now I'm going to get 50.
Well, no, they have those password keepers that put like a Matt Bloom Pony Boy password for everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't want that. I want it to be something I can remember.
Yeah.
Apple did make some announcements this week about software that's coming out in a few months.
Yeah, they've got some new stuff, some updates on the horizon.
It doesn't come out till the fall for everyone, but they showed it to developers this week. And one of the things they mentioned was when it says those compromised passwords, one click to replace all your passwords.
I love that.
Where they out to the websites and fix your passwords for you and then just save your password on your computer.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
But you don't get to choose the password?
No. It's gonna, because if you choose it, it's going to be not complicated enough.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a good compromise, I think.
Coils, passwords, rebooting, all these wonderful things going on with the show. Senior citizens. And you know what? And really, I'm a sensitive flower, folks. You ask and ask and ask, and then I lay something on you, and then there it is. Just, putting myself out there. That's
just
what I
like
do.
Just like marriage, Mike.
Each
you can
and
never
day.
Give enough.
Yeah,
never give enough.
You never can. We will take a quick one and come back with the tidbits right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. That we love Soul, and with good reason. They make delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products with precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulas designed for predictable feel-good effects. They have have the amazing out-of-office gummies, the refreshing and delicious out-of-office drinks, and they even have THC oil drops. But now, they have some new products that are truly next level. Soul now has out-of-office mood gummies, three new gummy varieties that are specifically formulated to reset your routine, one vibe at a time. You can get uplift for a little boost, balance to keep things nice and steady, or mellow, because sometimes we all need to take it down a notch. Mood gummies are where it's at. Remember, all of Soul's best-selling out-of-office gummies deliver a customizable calming buzz. It's the easiest way to unwind without the grogginess or next-day regret of alcohol. You wake up feeling rested, relaxed, and ready to go. Josh and Rob swear by them, so don't be a dummy. Buy a gummy. Bleh! Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. All right, hit the music, Slim. Ready for the tidbits today, ladies and gentlemen. I worry about it, but I don't. As far as the passwords are concerned, the warnings are fine. But when I look at what I have and what I would have to change individually,
yeah,
that's like 2 hours worth of activity.
Oh, more than that. Yeah.
I did give in and change a password this week mm-hmm. to the MLB app because someone got into my MLB app and every day they would change me from an Orioles fan to a Yankees fan. And it was every single day I'd have to switch it to the Orioles to get me my updates.
Wow.
And finally I went in and changed the password, and now it stopped.
That's good.
That's scary is what it is. It really is. Hey, I have a question for both of you. Who's the hippest pope? Who is the hippest pope? It's Pope Leo, everybody.
Gotta be, yeah.
The Vatican confirmed that Pope Leo briefly greeted Puerto Rican star Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny was at the Vatican with his family.
Great. And Les Humid hates Bad Bunny.
Oh, he actually was. Let's see here. It wasn't at the Vatican. Bad Bunny, his family and companions were at Madrid's Santiago Botafogo.
Oh, or whatever. Did you build that?
The stadium, so I guess the Pope was visiting Spain, and the encounter took place on Monday. The spokesman for the Vatican, Matteo Bruni, said, "He's a good Pope."
Pronto.
That's what it is. He described the meeting as private and said the Holy See will not publish official photos of the encounter. Multiple outlets, including RTVE and Billboard, report that Bad Bunny's team had sought out a meeting a week earlier and that attendees may have taken informal photos, creating a dispute over whether images exist. Not sure why there's the controversy, but Bad Bunny was there.
Good for Bad Bunny. And the reason it turns out that the Pope was in Spain is for the running of the bulls.
He's fast.
He is fast, and he wears good shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like maybe the Pope did not want pictures going out that he's with Bad Bunny.
Not sure, but he can run faster than the last one. That's what I know. Oh, there it is.
Oh, good.
Very good. Let me turn it. The U.S. military launched airstrikes and Iran retaliated on Wednesday. That's today, following the crash of an army helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz, which U.S. President Donald Trump blamed on the Islamic Republic. Iran launched attacks in Bahrain and Kuwait, which both sounded alerts and fired air defenses in response. Iran also said it targeted an airbase in Jordan that hosts U.S. forces. That was not immediately acknowledged either by the Americans or the Jordanians. Since the U.S. and Israel began striking Iran in February, can you believe it was all the way back in February that this whole thing started?
Yes.
The war has shaken the global economy, driven up energy prices around the world, and made many basics, including food, more expensive, and it continues and continues.
Over 100 days.
And continues. That's a scary situation. I have personal political news that I'm very happy about today. My buddy Graham Plattner of Maine, he won the Maine Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, yesterday. The 41-year-old Marine veteran and progressive oyster farmer secured 72.6 of the vote. Well, the Maine lady who was competing against him, she withdrew.
Yeah.
Let's see here. 72.6 6% of the vote. And this dominant performance officially sets up a highly anticipated and competitive midterm matchup against five-term incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins. So
I wish
my buddy Graham,
him,
way
I wish
to go.
Him the best, because I heard on the news this morning, I believe it was on NBC, when they said, despite a scandal-plagued campaign.
Oh, they have been all over him, whether it's the tattoo, whether it's
and
the
it's just
sexting.
Like, I'm not sure it was plagued. There was a few issues, but he still, you know, he won. So
well,
give him that.
But
they're
he
going
won because the person withdrew. Why did the person withdraw?
Because she couldn't beat him. Yeah, that's so that's Governor Janet
withdrew
Mills.
Withdrew before
was,
even voting?
Well, the it goes like this, that the Janet Mills was encouraged to get into the race by the Democratic machine headed up by Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer had anointed Janet Mills as his favorite candidate, but Plattner was a juggernaut. And if you go up to Maine, and I've been up there since he announced his candidacy, he's a popular dude up there. And we'll see what happens with this, because they are throwing everything, and they will continue to, and
sure.
there will be tremendous money put into this campaign, because now it's got the national spotlight. So that's what's going to happen with that.
Also, the lady had to withdraw when the pictures got out of her with Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, yeah. She tried to, you know, and they. I heard they were almost as bad as the Pope's pictures that were in there. A former Air Canada pilot, this makes me a little hinky,
yeah.
has been charged after flying for years without a proper license.
Classic Canadian.
Jeffrey, don't discriminate my Canadians. Jeffrey Wall of Barrie, Ontario, is alleged to have operated as an airline captain.
Do you remember him?
Barrie, Ontario. You know, I'll tell you something, Rob. Those yeah. weren't primary hotels in Las Vegas, but my lounge act as Barrie, Ontario was.
I remember. You had the ruffled shirt and never a tie.
Man, oh man. Oh, I sang the classics.
You did. You gave them what they wanted.
Jeffrey Wall of Barrie, Ontario is alleged to have operated as an airline captain between 2009 and 2025, and he did so without a license to fly large commercial passenger planes, according to Peel Regional Police. Not sure where they are. I really don't know. But
it's owned by Jordan Peel.
Jordan Peel.
Yeah.
He is said to have flown more than 900 flights domestically and internationally.
Good God.
Without the required license. Air Canada said the 59-year-old Wall held a valid commercial pilot's license but was promoted to captain without the required airline transport pilot license.
Sounds like they're a little loosey-goosey up there. You might want to check some details.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes experience is better than education.
You know what? You absolutely are right, Josh Soroka. Police said anomalies were detected in a documentation check. Transport Canada.
Oh, yeah, we got this documentation check, and it turns out you're not a captain then.
Transport Canada, fine outfit.
Yes.
They contacted police earlier this year. But I agree with Josh. I mean, he was a commercial pilot, knew how to fly the plane, was promoted to captain, and it's probably just a technicality, right?
Sure. Yeah, this guy knows all about, you know, he knows about scissors and thread. He can go ahead and do my operation.
It's like the guy in the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, right?
Oh, yeah. The
Catch
Me If You Can. Great movie. And, Mike, I actually, speaking of pilots, thought of you.
Did you see, Josh, by the way, how I pulled that name, Catch Me If You Can, like immediately? Notice how I did that? And you see how 136 was like
that's a 124
lost.
IQ there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my 124. By the way, we are still forgetting that, you know.
Last night I was on speakerphone with the Chad Duke Show studio going through some issues before they started recording. And I found out that the test moderator was there. So I brought up Rob's score and the entire room exploded with there's no way.
It's always nice to know they're behind you.
So we're going to, she's going to be reaching out.
That's great.
We're going to take care of it.
Oh, it's a lady.
Yeah.
So, I mean, take that what you will.
And what were you going to say, Rob? You were going to say something
else? There is a new movie that dropped this week on Netflix. I believe it's called Office Romance.
Okay.
And it has Brett Goldstein, who played Roy Kent on the Ted Lasso show.
With J-Lo. But it looks
J-Lo,
horrible.
It starts out much better than it finishes, but...
You watched that?
Of course.
Ugh.
But, Mike, here's what you need to know.
It's amazing the choices you make sometimes. I mean, that I would stay far. I love J-Lo, but I stay far away from
that. She plays an amateur pilot in this, and it made me think of you. I said, if you could think of a dream girl for Mike outside of Carla, would have to be J-Lo as an amateur pilot.
Oh, man. J-Lo still manages to look stunning.
She looks good. Yeah.
That movie's on my list to check out because I like it was written by Roy Kent. And I like his work.
Brett Goldstein is very funny in it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I like him too. I loved him in Ted Lasso. So,
and you know who has a really good cameo up front is, I think he was from Mad TV, Will Sasso.
Right. Yo, Will Sasso, great guy.
He's got a very funny scene up front where he plays a guy whose wife dumped him.
This is Kenny Rogers.
It's worth it. I mean, even if you watch the first 10 minutes.
My favorite impression of his was not an impression at all. It was just a character. It's Kenny Rogers. Which was fantastic, by the way. After sports commentator Stephen A. Smith declared ahead of Monday night's game that he would blame Trump's attendance to the game if the New York Knicks lost, they did. Mm-hmm. Trump responded that while Smith is a nice guy, you need a certain aptitude to run for president. You need a high IQ. Well, here we go. In response to the president's questioning of his intelligence, Smith said on Tuesday that if the president wants to talk about IQ, I could say I put my IQ against yours. So he's challenging Donald Trump.
I'll throw my hat in the ring on that.
Here's the quote. I got something even better. I could ask you why you've been running from me for the past year since I asked you to talk to me. I could ask you to debate me since you think you're that dude. We could go to a myriad of ways, he added. Smith called out the loss of revenue to local bars around the arena. I thought you were about the economy. I thought you were about helping New Yorkers because you love New York. So they're having a fight. Shocker, another fight for Donald Trump.
I never side with the president ever, but I don't think it's his fault that they had to close down some businesses and access to businesses because he went to the game.
What do you mean? Of course it is.
Well, I mean, do you think that
of course
should
it's
not
the reason
go to
they
the
had
game?
To close down businesses.
Yeah, but I don't think it's his fault. He went to the game and they closed around it for security.
No,
I don't hold him responsible for
that. You always hold the president responsible if he chooses to go somewhere or do something. It's always a massive expense of taxpayers and it's always a massive drain on the area where he's in because if they have to, here's the difference. If it was just the venue, it would be one thing, but because of the overdone security due to the times
road
we live in.
And everything. Yeah.
But no, it's not just road closures. It's shutting down. They had to put a perimeter up. Read the news of it. It's the way.
It stopped people from partying right outside the stadium
and
without a ticket.
They couldn't get within a certain amount of distance from the Madison Square Garden. And the bar owners that were looking for a windfall, the restaurants and the establishments around there, were just incredulous because prior to that, it was going to be, any of
this
the places.
Who, yeah.
That's kind of where I was.
Right? Well, I mean, I have to apologize. I just can't find fault with the president. I think he's great.
And I'll never side with Stephen A. Smith.
No. 136. Moving right along today. And by the way, I'm not over it. I never will be over it. Okay. Wow. What is the deal today? Is everybody cranky today, or is it just me?
It's Wednesday.
I'm looking at. Is it Wednesday? Is Wednesday normally that tough?
Yeah.
Well, let me
yes.
give this.
And it's rainy.
An Australian wildlife park intensified its search for a missing Tasmanian devil after. After the Tasmanian devil was caught on a resident's home security camera. Paradise County. What a nice county that sounds like.
That sounds nice, yes.
In the Oxenford suburb of Gold Coast, Queensland, said Mary, the Tasmanian devil.
They named it Mary.
That escaped from the sanctuary last Tuesday morning, was caught on a home security camera during the weekend. When asked for a comment, the Tasmanian devil said, thank you. That's all I got, ladies and gentlemen. Thank
good,
you.
Though. It's plenty.
Wow, they are rough today. Not doing any more voices ever for the rest of the run of the show.
How
never
about,
again.
I mean, does the Tasmanian devil count as a voice?
No,
or is that more of a sound effect?
It's just like,
okay. Don't take away my devil.
And one other. I might do another one.
Hi, guys.
Anyway, yeah, sorry, I'm going crazy with all the tech. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you that navigating these days isn't always easy. Trust me, I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work. Sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to somebody, talk to somebody quick. But finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans. Thank God for this.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that have been looking for people to talk to for therapy, for analysis, and it's hard because of the insurance factor. Average copays, around $15 a session. Sometimes even zero, depending on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and your preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with Rula today. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. You turn that down just a bit.
Yeah, you
visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, Rula. All right. We were talking before the show today that I plan on calling casinos today.
Yeah.
If you listened to the show earlier in the week, you will know that Carla has a little project that she might be working on where we really, really do want to try to do that influencer thing. So today...
Who do you call at the casino?
That's a good
what
question.
What desk do you ask for?
Call the host.
I'm going to find my way of this. No, not the host. No, I would call probably the administration, someone in public relations.
Let me offer this, though.
Yes.
If you have a good relationship with the host,
yeah.
If it's a casino you go to often, he might be a good entree to get to PR or management.
I don't.
Okay, okay. Yeah. But if you had, it might be a good start. I would definitely start with the PR department or publicity department.
Yeah, market something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, and if you don't know what we're talking about, we watch a lot of these people, our friend Bretzky, and also these different people that
the lady.
Do it. Some people, the lady who has a lot of production values now, and then people that do it as simply as just putting a camera up. Do I think it's going to work? I have no idea. I know it's something fun. It's something we love to do. It's self-hypnosis for us. And to do it and share it, I think Carla would be incredible at
Mike,
it.
Mike, if you can find a job that you love.
I don't really think it's a job.
You'll
I think
never it's a, work a day in your life.
I think it's a passion project. Have you ever had, have either one of you ever thought, I mean, Josh, you turned your passion into a podcast about the Orioles,
yeah,
and you
I've
love doing
these,
that.
I've made these phone calls with the Orioles. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, all right.
What
you got to get the right
what
person.
Is your, what is your pitch when you call?
Hello, handsome.
I am
because
going
nowadays
to.
Nowadays, everyone is calling them, you would think. And
I would
everyone
think so.
Thinks they can be an influencer.
Well, I think the fact that, you know, we've got experience with content generation, and she does also on her own without me being involved at all.
Sure.
And the pure numbers game of followers, where, you know, when you're over 10,000, 12,000 followers, I think that moves the meter a little bit at the very, very beginning. And initially, the response has been very positive. In fact, generating new followers for her has ticked up since we even brought up the idea. And so to do something that, you know, we think we'd enjoy and do it and seeing where it would land, you know, I'm captivated by that kind of content. And I think that if I was generating it, other people might be as well. Here's the
I was going to offer one thing, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Be persistent. And don't get frustrated, because sometimes it almost seems like the person doesn't want to hear what you say, no matter how much sense it makes. I've been working on King's Dominion for 2 years.
For what?
They don't have an official podcast. And I said, for nickels, I'll produce a podcast for you that will serve as a perfect way to, you know, promote and talk
it's
about.
It's a cool idea, Rob.
Of course
it's a great
it is.
Idea.
Yeah. But
what
they,
would
they
you
have
say
no
you were
interest
gonna-
in it.
You were going to do things like the latest that they're putting in the park.
Yeah, I get weekly press releases anyway, but I mean, we can focus on rides and entertainment, the new foods, park closures, special events, All that stuff that they just send to the media that they hope we're going to cover, it should be in a podcast. People need something to listen.
And the history that they're so proud of with their anniversary and all.
And the fact that we could go down there and gather natural sound from the park, which is awesome.
How
someone who would enjoy the park would love this podcast. I'm going to hit them up again this week.
Why the brick wall, do you think? Why do you think that? Do you think it's just people that don't want to bother with it, don't want to take the time?
I think there's that, and I think also that now that King's Dominion was absorbed by Paramount, which was absorbed by Cedar Fair, which was absorbed by Six Flags. Now it's Six Flags, and I think that's a big enough behemoth that they don't want to fool with small potatoes, but I think small potatoes is exactly what they need for this park.
And that's what I ran into with the Orioles, is depending on the PR person, at certain times they would have a PR person that understood, like, the small potatoes is the way to reach the community.
Exactly.
And then they'd get another PR person who was like, no, just big, we just want ESPN, no one else.
That's so cool, though. And I think that because we do what we do, you know, we like to do that. And it's kind of fun. So we'll see. Yeah. We'll see where it goes. I've got my strategy as far as how I'm going to approach it. That's the part that I take care of, the behind the scenes stuff. I will take care of, probably offering commentary in the background, which I think could be fun, too. And then we're going to let it roll. And, you know, I think some people have indicated to me that as far as telegenicness, you know, she's not bad in that department.
And if you're the guy that's pulling the handle, maybe just focus on the machine.
I think that the one thing that was immediately rejected, an idea, and I thought it was a brilliant idea, was, you know, topless. That's what I thought. Keep the sports bra on and just do it in a thong bikini.
Okay, but what about Carla?
I don't know what she wants to wear.
Let her do whatever she wants.
She can wear whatever. Here's what, you know what my biggest concern is?
What's that?
They will tell you that it's just about any denomination and any amount, it doesn't matter. It's the action and watching it. I don't know if I agree with that because
multiplies the excitement. If it's
one of the things that attract me to it is watching the high rollers do their high rolling thing because it's something I could never do.
It allows you to be a part to live through that.
Is there a penny slot influencer?
There are, first of all, the big number guys, they've done penny slots too. I as much 10 cents, 5 cents. It depends
penny
on what
the penny slots are misnomers bet. Though. I mean, a penny slot, the it's cheapest not a penny pole slot. Is going to be like, 30 cents anyway.
No, that's cheapest pole. But I mean, the average pole is probably like $1.25, $3.
Yeah, it's a lot of
money. So it's really not a penny slot when you think of it in terms of that. But I've also noticed that when you watch these influencers, it's not necessarily the denomination on the machine as much as the dollar bet that you put into the machine. So you can have a 10-cent slot machine, but you're betting $50 a roll when you're doing that, and it's fascinating. And I'm told that it does. That's not the important part. The important part is the story. The important part is the person. I've got that, and who knows? It's just.
Do you foresee like yourself off camera talking to Carla as she does it, so you're still a part of it?
Yeah, because
that'd be funny. Know, I mean, you can you have a chemistry with her.
The other lady that does it has a hubby that's off camera, and I think I laugh.
The hubby could spin off to his own videos.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Does Bretzky have a love interest?
You know what? Yes, he does. Yeah,
does he really?
He's got his buddy Brownie.
Well, no,
he's got his buddy Brownie. That's his buddy. He's a a young guy with all his pack of young guys that are out there living their best life doing this. But the one thing that makes Carla better than I am, there's a positivity.
Yes.
On these, like if they lose, they kind of go, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
All right. You know, and I think the best one at it would be the way Bretzky does it. He bitches about it, but he bitches in a funny way. And I think that's what I would bring to the table. If, when you lose, not if you lose, when you lose. Because that's the way that goes.
What if you had an angle, Mike, where no matter what, and you would have to do creative editing with this, no matter what, you always won. There was never a loss.
There are two guys And you have to be aware of this because of AI and because of all the scammers out there. There is a guy that's out there and he does his intro from it, obviously a pre-canned intro that he did from like the lobby of Bellagio. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, let's see what happens. And it immediately goes to this like flimsy screen that's obviously from a computer.
Yeah.
And and he's betting like $3,000 a hand, and it's not real, and it's obviously not real. And, you know, he's got followers, but not a lot of them.
Sure.
Look, I want your honest opinion because I know you've talked about it. I know you have talked about it either among yourselves or to your significant others. I want your unvarnished opinion on what you think about this idea. And what you think about even pursuing this, because I really would love to know.
I think you should pursue it, and here's why. Because I would never have the patience or the chip to watch a slot influencer. But you do. I mean, I wouldn't expect you to watch documentaries on theme parks or stuff like that. That's
right.
What I do.
Okay.
If you can land in that area where people can find you doing what they love,
okay,
you'll suck them in the way you were sucked in, because
okay,
you have the passion.
I like
and
that.
You've got a face for the game in Carla. I think that there's no reason you shouldn't at least try, because if you can get your toe in the water, I think you'll be part of it.
See, that's where, Josh, that's where his 136 really, both of you, let me explain something about both Josh and Rob. We bust each other's balls relentlessly on this show. But when it comes down to it, both of these guys on my left and right can sell me. They really can. Ultimately, they can sell me. I think that's one of the reasons we work together, is because you can sell me in that as much crap as I give Rob Spiewak, because I want to do it anyway. His sales pitch right there has
it wasn't a sales pitch.
Has warmed my cockles a little bit.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense to me.
No, I do. I agree with Rob. I think you should do it. If anything, my comment about it has been, stop talking about it and go do it.
Yeah,
and I was
absolutely
just confused. Oh, we're gonna be this. Let's see the video.
It's
see
scary.
It happen.
It's scary.
It is.
Yes,
it's scary to you know, pursue it and know that the rejection might be there. It's scary when the time actually comes. What will be the production values? You know, will I be? This is something I don't want to involve the guys in. I want to do it all on my own.
You're gonna need a selfie stick,
and you're also
a tripod.
Yeah, true.
You're also probably a little bit like me, where Kelly keeps pushing me to, you should do a Disney videos. You should do videos about this reselling. And I really don't want to be an influencer.
Right, right.
Like, because I don't want to be combined with those others.
Yeah. See, the reason, this is really getting into the weeds with it.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the doing videos is, you know, a very brief little setup thing, maybe a reaction shot if things go well, and then just turning the thing on and pressing buttons and talking, which is what we would do anyway.
You could pre-record your reaction shots and just keep using the same ones.
Oh my God!
Okay, well, that's good. That's a big hit. Now give me a
loss. The cover page on all the YouTube channels is always like,
oh, I know. Every cover page looks like that.
It sucks. So we'll see. Let's take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. And, you know, and ultimately this might result in me going to a public assisted living
facility.
You're
going to be fine. You're good.
Hey, do we have our music? There it is. Hey, Josh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Umpire school.
Umpire school who?
I don't know. Josh, I do know this. Our exclusive Charlie's Choice coffee is still awesome, and you can reorder or subscribe for some of that delicious coffee right now.
When?
Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. You got to have coffee. So we want to give you the best. Try pairing it with a Reggie bar or Snackwell. Do they still make Snackwells?
No, because people were shitting their brains out.
Or even a huge bundle of fresh rosemary. It goes with everything. Charlie's Choice makes the best iced coffee you've ever had, and you need that in these hot summer months. It's available in whole bean or fresh ground. Get a one-time order or save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. This premium medium roast blend is the best and freshest coffee that you can find anywhere. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, Florida, so support small business and enjoy Charlie's Choice, people. You're going to love it. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's not what it is. It's TMOSpodcast.com.
Oh, TMOSpodcast.com.
We're going to retread crap from 20 years ago. Come on now.
A pox on me.
136.
That's right.
136. Hot steaming Charlie. A big cup of it. Because when Charlie says duh, it's got to be, that's all the same that you heard months ago. Come on now. Come on now, 136. You can do better than that, can't you?
Huh? I can.
Huh? Can't you?
Huh? Yes, yes, we can.
What was that? Were you going to play Charlie? Play it louder.
Okay, hold on. Because he's on the same bank as the music. Charlie, here you are. And also...
Charlie's Choice.
And there it is.
Yummy.
And
it's good to the last sip.
Charlie said the old website still works.
If you want trains.
Now, when you say trains, does that...
MikeOMaraShow.com. Now goes to like a train club.
Yeah.
Like choo-choo trains.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't even know. Hey, by the way, we should remind people more. It's TMOSpodcast.com.
Yes.
That's where you go to get us. But, you know, with our YouTube channel, like everybody's watching today, you know where we are. As far as the Hicks Knicks promo that we did yesterday, you're watching some other film this week. What is it?
The Bank Dick.
The Bank Dick, which is W.C. Fields.
Dick used to mean policeman or security officer.
Detective, specifically.
Yeah, precisely.
A private dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I wrote this down. Random thought popped into my head. The simplicity of the blockbuster film that's out there right now. The film is Backrooms. I went to see it with my kid. Mm-hmm. They're talking about record numbers for the production company that put this film out. I was thinking about the horror genre and the genre of the horror film. And, Rob, I really get back to, I think, of all the movies, probably the easiest movie to make is the horror film. I really, really believe
that. I agree.
It's why when you saw, what was the one where it was not our Josh, but Josh?
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project, where they just took a handheld, and it's all... jump scares.
That's all it is. And you know what? It's in other movies, you need writing, you need plot, or it dies. You need actors, or it dies. But you can do a jump scare, and the simplest director can do a scary environment to make it. I mean, the same theory goes back to the 1920s and 30s, like a dark haunted house horror movie, which is the scary part is the set.
And here's another thing about it. I was thinking that when you talk about these slasher films that are, I find that when I'm watching a horror movie, when it really gets to the creature or it gets to the murder or the bow and arrow comes up through the bed and it's that's when I lose interest. I like it when it's the guy walking down the hallway. And I think the reason that I like Backroom so much is that that's what it all was. What is around the next corner?
Yeah.
Why is that sitting up there? A disembodied cutout playing some, weird nonsensical music.
Horror movies began with your Draculas and your Frankensteins and the Wolfman. It was a monster oriented
monster movie
genre and Universal owned it. But then after World War II, when we realized that the villain in our world was not monsters, it was nuclear energy and atomic bombs, that's when you got into stuff that was like the huge bugs and the blob and stuff that was unexplained. And then that became silly. So now I think it sort of started with The Exorcist. The horror is a mental horror. The most successful movies play with your brain.
That applies to this also. And I'll use an example of one of the greatest scary movies ever made, Silence of the Lambs.
Sure.
The other, besides the jump scare and walking down, what's around the corner, the idea of the bad guy or the bad girl with a victim and the victim has no idea is just, for example, when the, is she a big old fat person?
Yeah.
When she is in the room with him. And he's just having a conversation with her, and suddenly, slowly, she realizes this is the dude. She's got the dude.
I think it's fascinating. With your mind,
and I just can't think of anything that would be more fun than crafting something like that. Because I mean, it's just Backrooms made me really think. Now, do they have special effects? Yes. Do they have great acting? Yes.
Helps always. Yeah.
It's and the special effects are pretty intense. But at the same time, you can get that kind of, you know, scary scenario when you've got, they did a few with, is it Paranormal?
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity. Yes. Those movies were.
That's another mental thing, you know, and stuff you don't understand.
Yeah, and they were scary. Like the Ring cameras that they were using, showing somebody and then speeding it up, you know, where they're just sitting in the same position for
funny,
3 hours. It was very cool.
Thinking back. Everyone loved the Blair Witch Project. It was a blockbuster, and I think it was really big in the D.C. area because it took place in, like, Leonardtown.
And we trashed it, didn't we?
We both hated it.
It was horrible.
And we took a lot of grief for it.
Right.
I couldn't believe when it was over that was the ending.
It was so lazy, in my opinion.
It was
so terrible.
It was all built on hype that it was real footage.
Yeah,
right.
Which
right,
it wasn't.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, the PR machine. So anyway, it just looked like it would be fun. If you get a chance, you should go
rooms,
see this.
The guy started it making it on his own on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it shows you don't need money and high-end stuff to do
you
that.
You just need to figure out the scary. And the scary, for me, is victim not knowing.
Yeah.
Not knowing what's around the corner, not knowing who you're in the room with. Even the Ed Gein story that they did with Charlie Hunnam, who did a terrible voice for it and almost destroyed it, but it was not.
Yeah, it really sort of ruined the reputation of Ed Gein.
On that note, we've got 136 has it'll be time for 136 video.
Guys, give it a break.
136 video coming up next.
That's exactly what it's called.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, and maybe we could Cafe 136 or
Section 136.
We'll figure it out. You're the high IQ. You come up with your new name for this.
The new name of it is called Hicks Sticks Nick's Picks 136.
Hey, everybody. I know it's hot. I know it's humid. It's summer. So quit your beefing. Besides, we've already got the best beef. It's from Omaha. Omaha Steaks showing up at your grill with the beef. Their famous steak burger sale is officially on. These aren't those sad, nasty little hockey pucks. You hockey puck. From your uncle's tedious backyard barbecue. No, these things are big, thick, juicy steakhouse quality behemoths made from filet mignon. Ribeye, New York strip, brisket, and sirloin. This is burger royalty, the kind of burgers that make your grill proud. For just $99.99, you get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers, plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 delicious reasons to blaze the grill up. They go straight from freezer to grill to face. They are delicious, and they are delivered right to your front door. No mystery meat, no corners cut, just premium beef and pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank ye. They are fire. So get ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. 28 burgers, $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. And as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get another $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. Terms apply. See site for details. And remember, beef is the word. Beef. I don't know why I did it like that. You weren't looking for that word.
No, I was looking for grease, but, you know, the serving bird is good, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both great, as they say.
Let's hit the music, Slim. Here
we go.
Hey,
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, a week from Friday is when it happens. Toy Story 5 comes out, so what does that mean?
Oh, I'm so excited.
That means who's going to be everywhere? Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And if he has to do a standard talk show, he's going to make up a story that makes him seem like a regular guy. And this is Tom Hanks last night on Kimmel talking about his colonoscopy parties he has with other people that you can get easily tired of, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Okay. So here's regular guy Tom Hanks. If you blow it up, so be it.
Yeah. He has done it. It's not so bad. We've been together with the kids and stuff like that. He has put an old school like JVS camera in a plastic bag and weighted it and put it at the bottom of the pool. It said, jump in, kids, and I'll get some underneath Jaws shots.
Really?
Yeah.
He's talking about his buddy Spielberg,
of
course.
The camera was ruined, but nonetheless, it was a great idea.
He's like TMZ in a lot of ways.
Love your work. Admire your work. Yeah, it's kind of, you can't go anywhere at Steven's house without being on camera.
Do you and Marty and Steve Martin still have your colonoscopy parties or gatherings?
About every 5 years, that magic date comes around, and we get...
Thank you.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look at ease on a talk show anymore. He used to be a great talk show guest.
Yeah, he's on specifically to, you know, get the word out that it's obligation, I think, in a lot.
Yeah, but still, it is unforgivable that he tries to make himself be a regular guy when he's doing that stuff.
And that gets to you after a while. The guest that's on a talk show that's still the gold standard is the aforementioned Martin Short.
Yep.
And Martin Short gets on a talk show and does shtick. Real shtick.
Well, because he takes control instead of letting the host. Jimmy Kimmel was controlling that interview and asking him about Spielberg, then also, asking him about Martin Short. He was keeping Fallon, him in that world.
And Fallon will not give control because Fallon is not a good talk show host. Also good about that, Dave was the best in my lifetime. Carson before that, also great. About letting the guests do what they do. Nathan Lane, if you can watch any Nathan Lane appearance on Letterman, and it's a 12-minute roller coaster ride.
And
it's
what you're doing, at least my observation, is you're doing an improv, and you're out there doing a lengthy improv. And if you're somebody that comes from the background of Martin Short, you're doing that. I think in Tom Hanks' case, it's a little more scripted, and he's not the storyteller, or he's not the improv comic. That even Steve Martin did shtick when he was the early days when he was on Johnny Carson. It's funny to watch, but let's move on to the next video. All right,
Mike, do you know what a pika is? A pika, P-I-K? P-I-K-A.
Pika, I know what a pisco is, a pisco sour.
No, pisco. This is a pika,
because after this show this morning, I want to drink.
This is a small mammal. It's closely related to the rabbit. And this was in upper in the mountains. They live in high altitudes. But they make
a
noise.
What mountains?
The mountains, I believe this is Mount Rainier, where this was filmed.
So this is a United States animal.
Yeah.
Animal.
And they make a chirping noise to warn their compatriots when stuff is up. You know, it's like helping other pikas out. This is 59, I believe, consecutive chirps. And at the end, even the pika is tired of it. No, Mike, let him finish.
What?
His last one, he just seems tired. That poor pika, Mike. That poor pika.
Did you see its head turn right when I hit the first gun?
Well, I'd turn my head if I got shot, too.
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm. Some bros, Mike. I just call them bros. There's their Los Angeles bros, and they're out there, and what they're doing is they're hitting golf balls into buildings and into traffic and into public areas, and then wisely posting it on social media. They have been found. They don't know if they're going to be charged. But as a golfer, I want to know what you think about these bros that are obviously causing trouble in Los Angeles. I mean, it can't be safe, right?
It looks entertaining because they're doing it when there are not a lot of people around. You know, they're hitting. If you're hitting anything into traffic, you could kill someone.
Sure.
It doesn't appear that's necessarily happening, except for the one on the bridge.
But even parked cars, that'll shatter your windshield.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that would. Has there been any follow-ups on whether there's been property destruction based on this?
No charges have been filed, but they have been found, and they don't know if they're going to figure out a way to charge them.
I much prefer where they go to a bridge and throw off a basketball, and there's a little basketball net down at the bottom, and that happens too. There's a lot of that crap that goes on.
I used to like to go on the top of a bridge and drop off a cinder block. Fun.
Vandalism and effing with people is now, the content. And having a 12-year-old, Josh knows this, I know this, that intrigues these little crumb crunchers because everybody's done it. Yeah. Everybody's done this for a long time. That, I don't even know if I have any strong opinion on it one way or the other.
I'm just curious.
It looks boring to me. It really does. Like golf.
I think that those two are perfectly matched. Top shelf hit.
See, you don't like it because they're the guys that got the girls in high school.
Yeah, because they're young.
They're young and they're good looking, and he hates anybody young and good looking.
I hate them because of their low IQs. The problem is that I should hate this, but as a boy, I loved Scooby-Doo. I just thought it was one of the better cartoons, and there's been many iterations of it through the years. And they're bringing to Netflix next year Scooby-Doo The Beginning, and they show Scooby as a puppy. And it's just so adorable. And this is not my closure. I got one more. But when do you see Scooby? He's so cute. How do you not love him?
I like that they're using a real dog.
I do, too. I love
it. So it's not live action. It's a real live show.
It is. And it is, it's the backstory of Scooby and Shaggy. And I'll be on it like white on rice. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'll watch it as well.
They're not going to be any cartoons in it, right?
No. At all? It's all live action.
Okay. I'm down with it. I think that would be cool.
Cute,
I think
smart
that'd be
boy.
Okay. I don't have to blow that up.
He's a gentleman, that dog. And let's close with this. Mike, let's say you're 12 years old. And you're working in television in Lexington, Kentucky, and they send you out to the Bluegrass Festival.
Wait a minute. You're 12 years old, and you have a job at a television station?
I'm sorry. I should say you look like you're 12 years old.
You look like you're 12 years old.
And you go out to the Bluegrass. And if you think Bluegrass Festival, I'm thinking what? Like banjos? I'm thinking guitars,
Amen.
Mandolins,
yeah,
music. But what this guy gets to cover are the sea lions, and it doesn't go very well.
Thank you. No, what if they try to bite me?
They'll bite
you. Okay, that's good. They're very friendly. Thank you. Who's this, Lily? Lily, she's very talkative. Anything else you want to say, Lily? I agree. We'll be right back. Guys, wave goodbye.
Another one he hates, Josh. It's another guy he hates.
It's a young guy.
It's a young
who's
guy.
Making it in the business.
Super fit, you know, on the local television
station.
Yeah,
and then thanks for dressing for his gig, too, in his cargo shorts and t-shirt.
He's good. What do you want him wear? A tuxedo? He's going out into an animal enclosure.
Like, what are we, farmers? Put on an outfit.
There you go.
I hate everybody.
I know you do. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. Thank you for the comments today. Hey. We appreciate that. Yes, Josh?
New showtime tomorrow.
New showtime tomorrow.
Right.
We will be joining you at 3 p.m. Please be there, and we would love to have you in our comment room. Subscribe, pass it along, like the videos. That makes the difference for us, folks, so please do that.
And bonus show to immediately follow tomorrow as well. For those
very exciting.
They'll be getting an email about that, right, Josh?
Yes. We will return tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m., so join us for that. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
Peace be with you.
Lekker.